Welcome in! Latest episode of that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Breton. Go by SEC Mike on Twitters. I just saw Cousin Shane try to log on, but he's not here. So we're just going to sit here till he decides he's good enough to show up like the rest of y'all. But while we're waiting, let's thank the sponsor. Shout out Tennessee Legend Distillery. You know, I had a good weekend because I downed me quite a bit of this Tennessee Legend. Three locations, two in East Tennessee, Sevierville, and one in Nashville. And you know who else I think had a little too much Tennessee Legend? That guy.
This guy.
What's get up, you Tennessee Legend?
I'm going to need it after those basketball games. I'm telling you right now. Right now. We had them, and we let them off the hook.
It's a football show, Shane. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know. All right, there we go. Sorry.
It was fun to get into basketball for about a couple hours, wasn't it, till Tennessee completely shit the bed?
Yeah, as soon as I get in there, right?
They were going to win it till you started watching.
I know. Oh, my gosh, man. We just can't beat Kentucky, can we? Nick Roush is on cloud nine. He don't even care about winning the SEC or national title. He just wants to beat Tennessee. That's where he's at. But, hey, we'll get to that. We're getting there. We got one more game coming on tomorrow, Mike, and then we can officially move away from the 2025 shit season.
Well, I don't know about you.
Next year's our year. Next year's our year, baby.
I had a lot of fun. I've had a lot of fun this season. So we will be here tomorrow during the non-SEC national championship game. We're gonna watch it anyway, I guess. So we might as well do a watch party with the cousins. So come hang out with us tomorrow, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central time for the watch party. But before we get there, Shane.
Yeah.
I'm already looking ahead to next season because I'm ready with my first edition of the SEC Power Rankings for 2026. I wanted to do this last week, but the portal was a little too chaotic.
Yeah.
It's still pretty chaotic, Shane, but it was a little wild a week ago. So now that the dust is starting to get settled, I'm starting to have a good feel for these teams.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to call the 26 season now. How's that sound?
The way too early. I love it. I love it, man. And already looking forward to it. I joke, you know, that this was a bad season. There was a lot of great things that happened, but you know, this is the time if you did have a bad season or didn't end the way you want, you're watching the portal, you're seeing your recruiting class, you're imagining what your football team's going to look like next year. And I am just so glad and grateful that it's your Power Rankings. SEC Mike exclusively has nothing to do with Cousin Shane. So I cannot wait to see the reveal.
Yeah, all 16, too low, even number one. We know how you are.
Yeah.
All right, so reverse order, as always.
Mm-hmm.
Number 16. Oh, and I should always say, again, I say this every time, Shane, it gets lost in translation.
Yes.
This is the only metric. If Team A meets Team B on a neutral field tomorrow, that's who I'm going. This is not a prediction.
Yeah.
Of how the 26 season plays out. This is not a records prediction. This is not, you know, I'm looking at schedule. I'm not even looking at the schedule, Shane.
Right.
This is the schedule. I'm sitting Walmart parking lot tomorrow. Tennessee Auburn. Who's winning that damn game? Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense, Mike. One of these years we'll finally get it, you know? This may be the year.
Well, I always feel like if you understand it, then most people will understand it. Does that make sense?
No, absolutely. Yes. Team A versus Team B. What's the outcome? Regardless of how many people are watching, home field location, doesn't matter. Who's coaching? It's this team versus that team.
Okay. So That being said,
yes,
worst team in the SEC. I mean, I'm just going to die on this hill, Shane, until proven otherwise. Give me, and again, I'm not looking at the schedules, but I'm going to throw up the schedules just because to reveal who I'm picking here. Yeah. Give me them Kentucky Wildcats, Shane. Oh, buddy. I mean, yeah. Hey, retooled, right? I've been saying we need to get rid of Stoops' ass for a while. He's a C coach. It's what he was literally his entire time. Doesn't make him a bad coach. Makes him an average coach, right?
Uh-huh.
We're hoping we hit the home run with Will Stein, and maybe we have. But he hasn't coached the damn game yet, Shane, not as a head coach. And his coordinators are the worst. That's the worst pairing, probably the worst offensive and the worst defensive coordinator in the conference. Until further evidence. I mean, Joe Sloan, I mean, just mention his name to an LSU fan. They'll start laughing or crying. I don't know which, but that's who's going to be apparently calling the plays in Lexington. That was a big red flag. Now, all that being said, Shane, we're loving what we're doing in the portal, right?
Yes.
So this is not a critique of that. They're beefing up the offensive and defensive lines like they've had to do. This is also, it's not just a critique of the coordinator, Shane. The quarterback is a complete unknown. He was the backup at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Minchie, I think is how you say his name. Hey, I hope he looks like $1 million, and if Will Stein believes in him, then that's all I need to know, that he's probably a really good player. But he's going to have to prove it. And just like his head coach, he's unproven at this level. So give me Kentucky, worst team in the SEC. Thoughts on that?
I think you got him too low, Mike. Too low. And I joke, but I get where you're coming from. It's kind of that, like, you got to prove it stage, you know? Mm-hmm. But, man, how can you not be a little excited about some of the portal gets? I know it wasn't just five names. It wasn't just seven names. It was just all the moves that I've seen so far in the offseason lets me think that Kentucky is going to be closer than just the bottom. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there's not going to be a massive gap. If Kentucky falls at this 16 spot, I don't think it's by a landslide, if you will. Did you hesitate putting them on there? Is it more of the fear of unknown, or I'm just trying to grasp here, because there's a few people want to know where the hell's Arkansas at. Even Arkansas fans are like, we should be here.
They're going to the playoffs.
Mississippi State fans, you know, there's a handful of teams that are probably going to be in this conversation. I'm just trying to figure out why you landed at Kentucky.
Again, I think I stated the case pretty well, Shane. Just unproven coach, unproven quarterback.
Yeah.
Coordinators are a disaster, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those coordinators are pretty important, Shane. I like what they've done on offense, defensive line, but is that a place where you can just snap your fingers, particularly offensive line, and it all be cohesive? I don't know, Shane. I think it's going to take a while. Maybe by the end of the season, you know, they're going to be like, damn, this is a hell of an offensive line.
Yeah.
But how many times have we seen a really good offensive line struggle out the gate, even A&M last year, you know, went to the college football playoff. They couldn't run the football that well at the beginning, right? Yeah. So it happens. I think it's going to be a little bit of a struggle. And we've already done the show where, you know, guaranteed better than or worse than. I say Kentucky worse than. I just think it's a steep hole to climb out of, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Well, not a huge separation. In fairness to your question, not a huge separation. I'm not saying Kentucky dog shit, everybody else awesome.
Right.
By a silver hair. Give me Arkansas number 15, buddy. It's another one where don't know who the quarterback's going to be. Is it going to be KJ?
Mm-hmm.
They signed an AJ from Memphis. I mean, we're going to let them battle it out. We've got an insane amount of transfers coming in. Talent's at issue. And I don't know. But again, this coach is a far more proven than Will Stein. He's beaten a bunch of SEC schools. He's beaten Golish. I think he beat Summerall last year, which, I mean, you got to be a great coach to beat Summerall. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I like what he's doing. I hated the hire, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Was not a fan. But since he's gotten there, I've liked what I've seen. I like the coordinator. His offensive coordinator's really good. A defensive coordinator, Ron Roberts, been in the SEC a number of years. Helped Florida's defense be pretty salty the last two seasons. So, you know, this one, I got more confidence in the coaching staff. And, again, questions remain at quarterback and some key positions here. I don't know how good they're going to be, particularly on defensive side of the football with the talent they have. So,
yeah,
defense, a big reason why I kind of have them 15th. I think it's going to be a little bit of a struggle there, but I'm confident in Silverfield and his offensive coordinator. His name's Tim Kramsey. He did a really, really good job at Memphis. I think they're going to be fun and entertaining, and they're score a lot of points. But, I mean, that's basically just saying what Arkansas was last year. You know what?
Yeah, but there were some fun games, right? I know they lost them, but I would rather have that than the opposite, you know, just a defensive guy that likes to hold on to the ball for a whole, you know. I do think that Arkansas had some improvement on the coaching side. Let me ask you this, because these are the two teams. Well, there's one other that I may be interested in, but if you're talking optimism, are you more optimistic about Kentucky or Arkansas right now? Like if the stars align and kind of, you know, because again, there's a lot of newness here. Mm-hmm. If you're looking at both of these teams and you're saying, hey, this team possibly could have a higher ceiling, which way would you be leaning right now?
Just on the season or for
just the season? Ooh. Just the season.
The season. Mm-hmm. Kentucky.
Okay. All right. I just wanted you to say something positive about him, you know?
Because maybe Will Stein's the next great coach. You know what?
Yeah.
It could be. Hell, everywhere he's been highly productive on offense. Maybe he hit a grand slam with this quarterback.
Yeah.
I like what they've done on the offensive line. I mean, there's things to like about him.
Yeah.
So, but again, there's things I liked about Arkansas, too.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I dig it, man. I just again, trying to find a little positivity down here at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Hey, one of the cousins said Shane was late. Now here is Razor Pride. Cousin didn't show up on time, was filling his cooler full of beer.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yes, yes. Getting ready to go to Florida, man. You know, some. I'm getting my cold beers up here because I know it's cheaper up here than it is down in Florida. Is it illegal to transport that much alcohol across state lines? I don't know.
I think you're good.
They used to do that. Cigarettes, you know, you're getting trouble for. Maybe I should have put that out there.
All right. Number 14, the SEC Power Ranking, Shane.
Yes.
First edition. Give me them Bulldogs. Mississippi State. Shit, I like what I've seen from quarterback Kamario Taylor.
Yeah.
Thank the good Lord he's not severely injured. He got banged up in the bowl game, but it's not expected to be serious. I don't think he's even going to miss any spring. Of course, that's the latest I've heard. So love what we got under center. I think once again, we're going to have a very dynamic offense. We got some running backs back, and Jeff Lebby seems to be able to plug and play any receiver into that offense and make them pretty productive. So very little concerns there, but it's still massive concerns on the defensive side of the football. Going back to Zach Arnett as defensive coordinator.
Yeah.
I think that's a massive upgrade. We know he's not much of a head coach in this conference, but he did a really good job, I thought, first time around at Mississippi State as a defensive coordinator. He was even, you know, the great Mike Leach, may he rest in peace. We loved everything he did there, but it was the defense carrying him.
Yep.
At the tail end of his tenure there in Starkville. So we've got the engineer of that defense back. If we can recapture that magic, Mississippi State, that's a team to keep your eye on. Maybe could sneak up on some people in year three, Jeff Lebby.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, want to give a shout out. 17 months, Glenn Warshaw. Yeah. Excited about the first SEC Power Rankings of 2026. Love the show and looking forward to the 2026 SEC football season. Boomer Sooner.
You think he'll be excited, though, Shane, if Texas is number one? I'm not saying they are. I'm saying if they are. Yeah.
Well, he held off to make sure they weren't the bottom three. So,
okay. Any thoughts on Mississippi State?
Just the fact, out of all of them right now, this one's probably under the most pressure to perform, right? And
yeah,
obviously they need to do better than end the season with this power ranking, right? So I feel like there has got to be some extraordinary steps in the right direction this season, or Levy and Cup, it doesn't matter who's coaching the defense, because they'll all be gone at the end of the season if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, and again, I hate to put two, I've made this mistake before many times, Shane, but
yes,
when we catch like a glimpse of a quarterback and we're like, oh buddy, is he good? You know, I've done that before. And again, yeah, we see Kamario in a couple situations. He's looked fantastic each one that I've seen him. So I'm trying not to get over my skis on how good he could be. But if he's as good as we have seen, if he could do that for a whole season,
yeah,
or heck, I mean, he's a young player, Shane. If he could be even better, they're cooking with fire down there, perhaps.
Yeah, we all do it, man. Tennessee just landed like 4-string quarterback, and there's like one replay that I saw of him diving into the end zone, and they're like, hey, he's got it, baby. We don't even know who the hell they were playing in that game.
Doesn't even matter, does it?
Doesn't even matter.
Hey, shout out Glenn. He gifted. I'm trying to see who he gifted here. I would say, though, that, again, I know you're being sarcastic, but
yes,
I'm not. He's done a little bit more than one play, old Kamario. But again, it's, we haven't seen enough. Like, I almost want to put him in the top five of the quarterback ranking, Shane.
Really?
But that's crazy. That's a little too high.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, I think he's got the potential, and he's in the offense to do it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I believe that Levy and company will always have an elite quarterback, or at least close to it. And I feel like if they could hit a home run, then that's what's going to elevate this team to the next level, because the defense, I felt at times, was pretty damn tenacious last year, right? And you pair that with a little better coaching, yeah. And on top of that, I do feel like, well, I know we're not mentioning scheduling, but I do feel like Mississippi State's got a little bit easier draw than they've had the last couple of seasons. It's not easy by no means. But I just feel like if they can get through October, they may have a chance to have a special season, or at least get into that bowl game mix at the end of the year. They got to get some more SEC wins. And let me phrase it that way. I see SEC win opportunities on this schedule.
Starting to turn around, you know what?
Yeah, one quarterback highlight reel is all I needed, Mike. Ring that bell, baby.
All right, number 13 in the power rankings. This was for you, buddy. Yeah. No walking for you in 26. Because Vanderbilt, number 13. Again, in years past, you would have taken 13. Now it is a steep, steep drop. And again, hey, I've been one leading the Vanderbilt parade.
Yeah.
I said 8-4 in the preseason. Shane laughed at me. Laughed all his way to walking. And hell, they smashed that. They went 10-2, of course.
Yeah.
Diego Pavia, Heisman finalist, and Eli Stowers off to the NFL. Problem is they're not going to have those elite players.
Yeah.
Now, this is the oldest team in the Southeastern Conference in 25. So what will this team look like in 26? It's a huge question mark. And they project to start a true freshman at quarterback, Jared Curtis. Now, maybe he's phenomenal. I hope he is. Keeps Vanderbilt relevant again. But can we really put those expectations on him year one? I don't know. That's a lot to ask. They've had to completely retool the offensive line. Now, they've had to do that before, and they've managed to do it. So, not necessarily doubting them, but
yeah,
I think this could be a maybe not a rebuild, but kind of close to it. You know, I don't think Vanderbilt is at the point where they're just reloading the roster because they just had a generational quarterback for them.
Yeah.
Best quarterback, maybe the best player in school history, walk out the door. And I'm not even talking about their All-American tight end. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I just think it's going to be very, very, very difficult for Vanderbilt to duplicate all this. But, you know, I don't literally only Cole Kublik was the one I heard saying coming into this year that they'd be better than they were in 24 when they had that great breakout. So yeah. they've been in this position before. They're going to be doubted. I'm doubting their ass right now. So give them the first fuel for 26, Shane.
Yeah, I probably need to get those steps in at some point, you know. Maybe that warm Florida weather, that's when I can knock these out. Nobody said I couldn't drink beer while I was walking. So, for me, it's momentum, you know, and I worry a little bit coming in this one because your captain, you know, your fearless leader is no longer there, but I think the groundwork has been put in. And one of the things that made Vanderbilt so successful was not just the offense, man. It was Coach Lee's defense. It was, you know, just the fans actually showing up, you know, creating an environment. So, you know, that momentum will carry into 26. Now, you could lose it all by week 5 if it's the old Vanderbilt. But I do think that they are further along, mainly for the groundwork that Coach Lee and company have put in up to this point. So, yeah, we probably are a little low on them, and it's going to take probably, what, 3 more years before we start really giving them any accolades, you know? It's like we're just not quite there. We're going to hang it on Pavia's shoulders right now.
So we're too low on everybody, Shane.
I'd probably keep Vanderbilt where they're at. I think you're a little high on Arkansas. I probably would have put Arkansas at the bottom. But other than that, yeah, you were way wrong. Way wrong.
All right, I guess we're moving some of these other teams down. Yeah. Shout out number 12, Shane. Numero doce. I don't think that's right. Number 12, give me Auburn, Shane. New coaching staff, of course, Golish.
Yeah.
Of course, he kept DJ Durkin. We're calling them the Auburn Bulls. So how do the Bulls look in the SEC, Shane? That's gonna be very fascinating to see this fall. Byron Brown, can he come into the SEC? He beat Florida last year at Florida. So he's gotten a taste of it. He's played well against Alabama. Seems like South Florida's got an SEC team every year on the damn schedule. So I don't think it's going to be quite that unfamiliar to him to come into this conference and play. And I think they're going to be really good on offense. I wish they would have been able to keep a lot more players on defense. Because if you could pair last year's defense with what I think this year's offense is going to be, I think we'd be really cooking on the plane. So I think they'll be better.
Yeah.
But of, you know what it will remind me of, and this is not the perfect comparison, but I think it'll be like Tennessee. 2 years ago, Tennessee dominant on defense. You know, how fun was that? But they couldn't do shit on offense except run the ball. And then what about this year, Shane? God, look at that Joey Aguilar, fire that pigskin. If only we had a defense. You know what I mean? So it's like you're putting fires out, and as soon as you put one out, another one starts. I think that'll be year one. I think we're going to be high flying. I think we're going to be scoring. We're going to be very entertaining on offense.
Yeah.
I think it's a step back on defense, though. So give me Auburn, number 12.
I do think there'll be vast improvement with Auburn and with less talent. I mean, say there was so much more talent last season than this season. However, I do think there's going to be 2 or 3 games that you watch and you say, dude, give this guy some time. Give this guy some resources. Golish can kill it in the SEC, just like our boy
like Tennessee, and
yeah,
he'll light up Tennessee.
Whoa,
Georgia,
easy. Other Tennessee team, Vanderbilt, maybe. Yeah, you know who else is killing it? Tambi, even though he's late. Sorry, he's late for unaliving myself with king cake and chocolate milk because of all the portal drama in Mississippi. Some drink I eat. Okay, bye bye. Tam, I totally understand. Have you ever had king cake, Mike?
I know of it. I think I've tasted it, maybe. I'm not a huge fan. I'm not against it, but I got enough cake in my life, Shane. I don't need to be introducing new ones. You know what?
Don't quote me if I'm wrong, but the first time I ever had it, they were like, you got to watch out for a baby. And apparently they put a baby. Did you know that?
I've seen it. Yeah.
I didn't get the baby, so I don't really know what that means when you get one, but the cake itself was absolutely delicious. I'm sure it had a lot of cinnamon in it too.
I knew the cake comment would get more of a reaction out of you than any of these rankings.
But they're great rankings, Mike. You're doing phenomenal here. And
if again, only these were cake rankings.
I definitely get more into the mix here.
All right, number 11, Shane. Gibby. Them. Looking for their schedule. Florida Gators. Come on, buddy. I'm trying not to hype them up too much here. So putting them a little bit lower. A little bit of a curveball here. But hey, completely new staff. We're going to see what we can get out of these players that old Billy Napier couldn't. You know, a little uncertain at quarterback. I know we got Philo. So, again, I guess he's – I don't know that they're going to just hand him the job. He's got to earn it. But do love the fact Jaden Ball's back. We got some elite receivers returning. And I'm very curious to see what Brad White, the new defensive coordinator, what his defense will look like, getting him out of Lexington where, you know, I think it's fair to say the last couple of years a little inconsistent. But
– yeah.
I don't think they had a ton of talent to work with regardless, but yet he was getting guys to the NFL. They were productive at times. You know, there's few coaches that manage Lane Kiffin as well as Brad White up at Kentucky.
Yeah.
Now, he couldn't solve Josh Heupel to save his life, which is that's kind of interesting. But, again, we'll see what he looks like here in Gainesville with more talent. I think John Summerall he's going to win a lot of hearts in the Swamp this year.
This is probably my biggest surprise so far. I really thought you'd have the Florida Gators higher just maybe because you've been pushing this thing for so long. But what – I guess at the end of the day, Mike, what was the deciding? Yeah.
I mean, the rest of the list are elite. You know what I mean? I couldn't bump any of them out, basically. You know what?
Okay, so it wasn't that Florida didn't – it's like you didn't know which one to put below them pretty much. Okay.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
Florida, I think, could be good. 11 is, I'm not saying they're shitty. You know, it's just.
Other than Lane and of course, Ole Miss and company, this is the first new coach that you have, you know, in this power rankings. So, did you do that more because of the roster? I mean, because say what you want, Florida, they lost a few, but they kept a lot of great talent down there in the Swamp. Is that a big part, just bringing back some of that continuity?
I think so. And if you could guarantee me, probably what I'll need to do, what I always like to do in the offseason is kind of really study these transfer quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I don't know enough about this Philo. He's got, I believe the number is 968 passing yards. So, there's not a ton of film on him, but I need to go back and kind of really study it. If you could just kind of get, now again, this is cheating, right? But if I knew what his level of production, if that makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
Is he going to score 20 touchdowns or is he going to score 30 touchdowns? I mean, that's a big difference, right? So,
right.
You know, there's uncertainty there. How will they utilize Jaden Ball? That's what I mean. That's John Summerall. When he got the job, he says, we're going to run that damn ball. You know what I mean? So are we going to stick to that? Because I think we could be pretty good on offense if the quarterback gets. And I'm very curious, again, to see what this defense, how it looks under Brad White. That's a big storyline for me.
Run that damn ball. I love it. Surely that's on a T-shirt.
Well, it might be by the end of the night, Shane. Let me run over to T-Public real quick. You know what?
Oh, man. I don't know. Something about Florida just – I know. I'm getting these – there's a couple of teams that always do this that I'm like, oh, this could be their year, you know. Then I get excited about them right before. And Florida, I keep pushing away, but – you know, problem with all these Gators in my feed, and I don't know if it's my algorithm, and I just keep clicking on them. Now it's just, I'm like, well, maybe they are back, you know?
Again, I'm not saying this to bash anyone, Shane, although it'll sound like it.
Yeah.
not having DJ Lagway, that could be really good for Florida. You know, because again, he was turning the ball over too much. He was getting injured. You know, again, I think he's everything I know about him. I think he's a very, very good person. So, again, I'm not trying to bash him, but just maybe removing ourselves from that situation, that could be kind of a blessing as well. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And again, I'm not bashing the guy.
Yeah. And we've all been there, right? Every SEC homer on here has got that one quarterback you're kind of glad he graduated. You're kind of glad he went to the draft so you can go on to the next page, you know. So I think that's where we were with DJ, and it's just time for a new look.
Mm-hmm. All right, number 10. Now, I'm curious, Shane, if you agree with this.
Yeah.
You might hate this. You might hate this, Shane. But again, well, I said elite. I don't have this elite.
Yeah.
But they've proven me wrong before, Shane. Give me Mizzou number 10, buddy. This is a roster in massive, massive transition. 24 transfers in, 26 transfers out. So what the heck are they going to look like? Of course, love that Ahmad Hardy and Jamal Roberts are back. What we saw from freshman receiver Donovan Olugbide, I think I said that right. I think he's phenomenal. We got Kane Green back. We got Brent Northfleet. But we're losing literally everybody on the defensive side of the football that started last season for Missouri. We're bringing in Austin Simmons at quarterback. I do like that, but potential, Shane.
Yeah.
What's Jimbo say? That means you ain't done it yet. You know, so he ain't done it yet, but he's got massive potential. Missouri, I don't know. I don't know, Shane. And I still don't know about their defensive coordinator. Now, he's coordinated a really good defense, but they had a lot of talent and a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. They spent a shit ton of money. And now he's, you know, this will be a prove-it year for their defensive coordinator. And I think he's significantly better than the offensive coordinator they got. Yeah. I didn't like that hire. So I don't think I put Missouri any higher than number 10.
Cotton says, appreciate you guys for now. Hook them. Oh, Mike. I don't know. Obviously, I think you need to be a little higher on these boys. And again, I just, yeah, they had a lot transfer out, but they had a lot of good talent come in as well. So, and one thing that I have enjoyed about Drink up there is identifying some talent, maybe even some stars you didn't even think were going to be stars coming in. So I do think, though, and I almost said at the end of the day, but I didn't, that we're going to judge Mizzou a little bit harder this season because of their schedule, even though it has nothing to do with your power rankings. Mm-hmm. I do feel like some of that judginess will come upon us because this is a daunting, daunting schedule. And I'm not saying last year was cake. I'm not saying that, but,
consecutive SEC games, Shane.
Just saying it's set up for some tough outings. So either they man up and they show the conference they're one of the best, or they don't, and then we look back at Mike's power ranking and said he absolutely nailed it. But he's still a little low.
I think that's nailed it. I think that's perfect. All right, number 9. Shane, this team's flying up the radar. Probably their fans hate it.
Yeah.
Come on, Gamecocks, Shane. Rough year, I know. I get it. But this is 26. We're turning over a new leaf, Shane. We got Sellers back. We got Dylan Stewart back. We got Nick Harbor back. And most importantly, Shane, we've hired a qualified offensive coordinator in Kendall Briles.
Yeah.
And he's bringing his longtime offensive line coach, Randy Clement. So they kind of go hand in hand to promote these offenses, and man, he's had a lot of success.
Yeah.
I'll give you an example, and we have seen it in this conference, Shane. Arkansas, the year before they hired Kendall Briles, their offensive scoring efficiency was 117th in the country. 117th, that's dog shit, of course. First year, and remember, this is the COVID year, was nothing but SEC schedules.
Yeah.
They went from 117th in offensive scoring efficiency, which just means how much are you scoring based on how many snaps are you taking. They went from 117th to 40th. How about that? So instant impact. He's done that basically everywhere. And, you know, just to prove it, Arkansas fans were like, Art Briles, or Art Briles, Kendall Briles, get his ass out of here. We're done with him.
Yeah.
His last year, he was 47th in offensive scoring efficiency. And then the year without him, they dropped immediately to 72.
Mm.
So they shouldn't have got rid of him. But again, that it is what it is. I think he'll be a massive addition for Carolina. And they've added the number one left tackle out of the portal. They've added a running back from Texas. They've got a defensive lineman from Tennessee and Bama. And then a receiver, Nitro Tuggle from Purdue, who was originally at Georgia. Mm-hmm. So you know he's pretty talented if Georgia got him out of high school. So I'm just liking a lot of what I see from South Carolina. I think this is the bounce back year, Shane.
Yeah.
You expect something from Carolina? They're going to break your heart. You think they're dog shits? Beamer's going to get fired? They might win the conference. You know, that's how crazy they are down in Columbia. You know what?
Are we in an even year or odd year? No, we're even. Okay, yeah. Gamecocks are back, baby. And I do, one of the things that you mentioned, the coaching staff, of course, but the transfer portal for me, Mike, I'm looking at, 20 names, and it felt like 18 of them were offensive line. So this is a problem that needed to be fixed, and it definitely was handled this offseason. Now, they got to come together. Right? You can't just put five out there and expect it to work. But right. I see a lot more competitive depth on that side of the football. And I think, you know, that's going to make Lenore Sellers better. That's going to make Nick Harbor better. That's going to make the defense better. Because if the offense isn't going three and out, you know, and getting your quarterback sacked every other play, then all of a sudden that defense is fresh when they come in there. So, yeah, this could be a big bounce back for South Carolina.
Now, number eight, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad putting them this late, this low, but I'm like, I don't even know if they're worthy of this.
Yeah.
You let me know what you think, buddy. Because number eight, I'm Alabama. Shane, 23 transfers out, only 15 transfers in. Now, they're recruiting high school really well.
Right.
But I don't know. I don't know if that's a method to get it done at these days. And I don't know what to think of Kalen DeBoer. Half the time, I think he's awesome. The other half, I think, man, get this clown out of here. So this could be a huge year for him. We got less and less Nick Saban guys to go off. This is mostly a Kalen DeBoer fully roster here.
Yeah.
We got continuity at offensive and defensive coordinator. So I do like that. But, I mean, I'm going over the list here, Shane, of key returners, and I'm looking at Ryan Williams, major disappointment. Now, I did like what I saw from Lotzier Brooks, the true freshman receiver. He's probably their best receiver.
Yeah.
They got Yanze Pierre, linebacker back. That's big time. And then defensive back, Bray Hubbard, Xavien Brown. But I'm not seeing a lot of key returners other than that, and that's kind of shocking for an Alabama football team. And we don't know about the quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, I think naturally fans are just going to assume that it's going to be Keon Russell because he was a five-star. But we have made so many mistakes in evaluating these quarterbacks, and not even evaluating, but just going off recruiting rankings, where we just think these guys are God's gift to football sometimes because they were ranked as such in high school. When Ty Simpson got banged up, Shane, they put in Austin Mack.
Yeah.
And he didn't look bad. I'm not saying anything bad about him, but wouldn't surprise me if Austin Mack's your starting quarterback in Tuscaloosa because he was with DeBoer and Grubb in Washington. He followed him to Bama. So they love that guy too. So a lot of unknowns with Alabama. But I'm putting them number eight, Shane, until proven otherwise.
Oh, man. The Feinbaum collars just moved to the edge of their seat. Can't wait to let Paul know how dumb Mike is.
I'll be on the show tomorrow, so they can let me hear it. You know what?
Oh, brother. It's so funny because it's like the opposite of Vanderbilt. We just assume Alabama's going to be in the top three or four, right? I guarantee you when we go to SEC Media Days, there'll be one or two players that caught fire in the spring, and we're going to be saying, you know who's a sleeper for the SEC champs? Alabama. We're all going to do it. I'm going to do it, right? I think you're too low on them right now. But you make some good points, and I am a little discouraged about the portal season. Of course, it's not over, right? I mean, there's still plenty of names to pick from in there. But I don't know. Old Alabama could have got whoever they wanted. And it just felt like you didn't have that luxury this season. In fact, it went the opposite way. So there may be a little kickback. But for me, it stems to the quarterback. Something you talked on. We don't know exactly who that's going to be. But I feel like that's the ultimate, you know, captain of this ship. And whoever comes in, it's going to be on their arms. So not knowing who that is, I could see why you would put them more toward the middle of the pack here.
Yeah. Shout out Spin, Steven, the number one Heupel hater. We're about to talk Tennessee. Heupel did not develop a single quarterback in 6 years. That'll hurt him in 26. Shane, you ever heard of Hendon Hooker? You ever heard of that guy? I feel like his ass got developed.
Yeah.
You ever heard Joe Milton, who he was dog shit at Michigan? And not to say he was incredible at Tennessee, but his final year he was one of the more productive passers in the SEC. Yeah. And even they got a freshman quarterback by the name of Nico, got to the college football playoff. And then just some firemen they picked up in the offseason that nobody wanted led the SEC in passing. That guy sucks at coaching quarterbacks. They get his ass, fire his ass. You know what?
Your dog ever fall asleep and it's like it starts like semi growling like it's asleep, you know? That's Spin every morning. He just wakes up and he says, "Fuck Tennessee! I hate Josh Heupel."
Well, there he is, number 7 in the power ranking, Shane. And again, I'm assuming Joey Aguilar will not return.
Yeah.
Now, at this point, I think they'd welcome him back, Shane, but I think they would welcome him at this point. But I don't think he's going to get another year. I don't even know how hard he's pursuing it, to be honest with you, but it is what it is. So just for the sake of that, I want it to be known, I'm thinking he's not going to be there. Completely new defensive coaching staff. I think that's a good thing. I think we needed, obviously, some new blood there. And we got a lot of key talent back, Shane. Running back Deshaun Bishop, receivers Braylon Staley, Mike Matthews, offensive line, bringing back David Sanders, Wendell Moe, Shamrod. These are all good players, bringing back some decent linebackers. And then they just imported all Penn State's defense. So problem is Penn State, I don't think it was very good on defense, but they get the staff, they get the players. So they're really in year two of this defensive the implementation, I guess you could say. So give me number 7, Tennessee. This is a little bit of a leap of faith that Schwinn doesn't have, that they will play a productive quarterback, because that's literally all Josh Heupel does.
Yeah,
I think they'll find a quarterback, whether it's McIntyre, whether it's Faison, whether it's somebody else, I don't know. But I didn't think Joey Aguilar was going to be a capable passer. And hell, he led the SEC in passing. So if they find a quarterback, they could conceivably be higher than this even.
An optimistic Shane. I'm like, maybe the reason we're not going so hard on these portal guys is because we already got them on the roster. So, maybe we just hand over the reins. I mean, to his statement, you know, Heupel's not developed. Maybe that's what we've done here. Maybe we've developed a quarterback and given the opportunity. Because, I mean, I think a great quarterback at Tennessee is the one that makes it a playoff caliber squad, right? A good, serviceable quarterback is going to get us to 8-9 wins because of the system they play. And you pair that with the moves they've made on defense, there's no way on earth that defense is as bad as it was in 25. So if we can have just a little leap on that side of the football, a little off with that offense, a little testosterone from Heupel, you put that all together, I feel like we can win some damn football games next year.
Right. All right, number 6, Shane.
Yeah.
I'm probably too low on these guys right now.
Mm-hmm.
But again, what is the metric here? If they put the team, assemble it tomorrow on a neutral field, fill a Walmart parking lot. I don't know how gelled this team is. But again, this is a little bit of a leap of faith with the pieces and the new coaching staff. Give me them LSU Tigers, buddy. I think by the middle of the year, I think they could be humming, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is January 18th. I'm saying this. So give me number 6, LSU. Obviously love what they're doing out of the portal, bringing back some talented running backs in Durham and Barry. Tredez Green, he's emerging as you know, maybe one of the more incredible physical specimen and athletes that is
freak athlete.
Yeah, that is actually, you know, it's the opposite of like,
yeah,
and no disrespect to like Austin Simmons, where it's like, well, this guy's got potential, but we ain't seen it yet. We have seen it now with Trey Dez. So
yeah,
he played for Lane Kiffin. That should be, he should be a Randy Moss 2.0 perhaps.
Yeah.
Whit Weeks is back as well. And then they're just killing it in the portal, stealing everybody's players. So, Shay, give Blake Baker, Lane Kiffin, Charlie Weiss. Yeah. I mean, that's a hell of a combo. Number six, probably too low. But that's, I think it may take them a couple weeks to kind of find their footing. If that, does that make sense?
It does, but you are too low. LSU needs to be up there. Needs to be up there. I'm all in. And again, I love the portal gets. I still think they're actively looking for some more depth pieces here. This is an offense that's going to explode day one. Yeah, I like the talent. There's some. I look at Trey Dez Green. You mentioned him. That's just an absolute freak that for some reason we couldn't highlight in this current on this current roster, and that blows my mind because we see it. You know, you remember that, speaking of freak, remember Javon Curse?
Yeah.
You know, like, just look how fast he is. Look how big his hands are. You know, there's always something about him. We're going to be saying that about Trey Dez Green week six. And the reason is Lane Kiffin finds his best talent, the football. And I guarantee you, they will be able to do that. So I feel like you're a little low on them LSU Tigers. Go Tigers.
We can't even see him as the top five, Shane. I mean, I'd love to see you knock this top five, because I don't think he could be. I don't think he could be knocked.
Who you got? Who you got after LSU, man?
Give me them fighting Texas.
Oh,
A&M. Aggies, come on, brother. Just went to the college football playoff, and they could be in the mix yet again, Shane, because they got Marcel Reed back. They got Reuben Owens back. He led the team in rushing. Got Mario Craver back. Good night, Shane. He's been phenomenal. Ashton Bethel-Roman, time for him to step up at receiving. I mean, he's already played quite a bit. Terry Bussey, I mean, come on. Starting center, Mark DeBoo. Now, they do got four starters off the offensive line, but they're killing it in the portal. They got one of the top classes, signing everybody's offensive lineman, defensive lineman. Finally got a damn kicker, so I don't know. I'm not selling all the stock in A&M. I think they'll take a step back, but I think, man, they're invested down there.
Yeah.
And I think they're doing it the right way, Shane, where they don't have to go, you know, completely rebuild the roster with it via the transfer portal. They're doing a mix of high school, a mix of portal. I think that's the right combination to get this done. And I do think, I know we put them pretty low in our coach rankings, but I think Coach Elko, the problem with him is just finishing for me.
Yeah.
But I have seen enough from that guy to know he is a hell of a coach. And this will be year three. They, you know, for about 2 months of the season, Shane, I thought this team might win the national championship. So maybe this is the year where they finally finish the deal. And if they do, their ass is going right back to the playoff.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you may be too low on them, you know, the more all these nice things you're saying about
them
Aggies.
Wait, if I'm too low on them and LSU?
Nah, if I had to pick right now, I'm leaning LSU over A&M right now. But, I mean, we're splitting hairs here. We're talking about two or three games that are going to, you know, probably decide where these guys land in the college football playoffs. So
right.
There's no reason that these teams that you're mentioning moving forward shouldn't be able to make a playoff run in 26.
Okay.
Then they could prove it on the field. But I feel like there's going to be a little bit of a step back. And not so much a step back, just I don't think that they start out as strong as they did in 25, and they're going to judge that accordingly. They're going to say, oh, Texas A&M took a step back. No, I just feel like this is going to be a better football team or as good a football team as it was last year. I just think the path is a little bit tougher in 26.
Right, but I'm not talking about the path. I'm saying if A&M made LSU tomorrow.
Yeah, that was too high in the power rankings last year then, you know, because this is a sweet spot right here.
All right, numero four, Shane. Give me them mighty Texas Longhorns. Shane, I ain't buying the bullshit. They're good. But are they elite? I don't know, Shane. How about this? This is damn burned into my memory. I'm trying to burn it in all your mind's memories as well, Shane. Shout out our guy, Dave Bartu. I actually have the numbers here. Texas, offensive scoring efficiency. Now, again, what is that stat and why is it so important? How many times you're snapping the football?
Mm-hmm.
How many times you're scoring? That's it. So you want fewer snaps. Does that make sense? If you're scoring a touchdown every 10 snaps, you are doing awesome. If you're scoring a touchdown every 100 snaps, good Lord, somebody's got to get fired, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sarkisian, in 2023, Texas had the number 35 offensive scoring efficiency. So not great, but 35, that's something, right? 24.
Yeah.
It dropped from 35 to 49. Big drop off. And that was the Quinn Ewers preseason, Heisman, all that bullshit. 25, Shane.
Yeah.
They dropped from 49 to 78. 78 in the country last year. Offensive scoring efficiency. They couldn't score the football.
Right.
So how do we fix that? Fire the defense coordinator. Get his ass out of here, Shane. What are we doing here, Sark? No. I'm not on board. When the numbers are trending so horribly wrong.
Yeah.
Is it easy to just snap your finger and just be elite? And keep in mind, this is with a top five roster. This wasn't Kentucky's roster he was dealing with. And there's excuses left and right. There is no excuse. 3 years is a damn trend. Last I checked, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
But we are bringing back Arch Manning. We got Colin Simmons. We got Ryan Wingo. We got our left tackle Goosby back. We've raided the transfer portal, so I'm not saying this team is dog shit or anything here, but we need to pump the brakes on the preseason number one. And I've said some stuff too. Preseason number one for sure. But when you really go digging into it and you say, oh, Will Muschamp, looking at his numbers, Shane.
Yeah.
What? I think it would blow your mind. Some of his numbers on the defensive side of the football. Now, at Georgia, they were elite. 22, 23, he was there. They were good. But same numbers for defense, Shane. Defensive scoring efficiency.
Yeah.
Last time, to my knowledge, Muschamp was in control. 2020 Carolina, 114th in the country.
Mm.
2 years prior, 97th in the country, scoring efficiency. Even you remember when he got fired at Florida, And he got hired by Gus Malzahn at Auburn, and everybody was like, good God, that was a steal of the offseason. Auburn's going to be elite. 57th in the country in defensive scoring efficiency. So I'm not saying Muschamp is like horrible, but his reputation does not match the results. So now that we're bringing him in here to run the defense, I don't know, Shane. Again, when your offense is going backwards 3 years in a row, I don't understand switching the defense going to make the offense better.
Yeah, but it will.
How?
I think you're reading too much into the details and overlooking the fact the talent that Texas is putting together to come back in this season. And at the end of the day, brother, it doesn't matter who the hell's coaching on the sideline sometimes. It matters who's playing football out there on the football field. In Texas, it's like the Avengers, man. They went out there and they assembled God's gift to football. And I can't believe you're talking about the SEC 26 champs like that. This is going to be the number one team coming into the season.
Oh, I have little doubt that they will be.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I can't think of the stat off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But I think it's like 18 of the last 20 years, the team that's picked to win the SEC.
Yes.
They haven't done it. So we're just going to add to that list.
But we're not 100%.
Because they ain't winning it.
We ain't 100%. I'm just saying. It's the last dance down there in Texas.
I think you're right, Shane. I think it's the last dance for Sarkisian. I think this is his last year.
Well, yeah. I mean, you go out the champ, take an NFL job, piss on the SEC. Yeah. He's out of here. This is it. This is the year, man. It's the damn year. I can feel it in my bones.
I like that you're opposite. That's a good sign for me. All right. Number three in the power ranking, Shane. Oklahoma. Come on, Shane. We're getting the Sooners back. Jim Nagy and the boys. Brent Venables. Come on, Shane. I think this team on paper is a hell of a lot better than Texas. I'm trying to figure out why Texas is getting all this hype. I think it's because of Arch, of course.
Yeah.
You ever heard of John Mateer, buddy? Come on. A healthy John Mateer. Scratch that. Healthy John Mateer. Isaiah Satania back for another one, Shane. Kip Lewis, outstanding linebacker, back for another one.
Yeah.
Taylor Wine.
Mm-hmm.
Guy, I think he was arguably the SEC Defensive Player of the Year this year. He's back. David Stone, Jaden Jackson. Come on, that's just on the defensive line, Shane. Four starting offensive linemen are back.
Come on.
Best kicker in America, Tate Sandell, short shorts is back.
Yeah.
Getting a tight end from Florida, getting a receiver, Parker Livingston, to stick it to the Longhorns. Come on, buddy. We know Brent Venables is going to field an elite defense. We just need the offenses to come along. And I think they will, given the year two. It's year two for everybody, Shane, on the offensive side of the football. Year two for Mateer. Year two for our Uber Eats driver calling the plays. Arbuckle, can't be much worse. So I think we're better on offense, and we're better overall as a team.
Ooh, buddy, look at this. Man, we're going into 26, and we're talking Texas Longhorns and Oklahoma Sooners right here at the top. That's what they said they were going to do, Mike. Said they're going to come over here and just dominate us little SEC folks. Here they are, though, top of the list. And I can't argue with you. For me, it's the coaching. I told you how much I love Venables. I just felt like that really shined last season. I love the continuity that they'll have on the defense because that was their bread and butter. That will continue to shine. And they got some more weapons around Mateer. So I don't know. For me, I cannot argue with this because, again, we're at that spot. We're splitting hairs. You know, who's going to get the bye week top situation? I feel like Oklahoma is a playoff team. I've told you that. And so I cannot argue with the spot you have here for them Sooners.
Okay. That means we're down to the top two, Shane. Give me number two.
Yeah.
Go dog, Shane. Georgia back again. Kirby Smart, best coach in the country. And he's coming with his buddy, Gunnar Stockton. Shane, got quarterback continuity. Kept Nate Frazier away from Ohio State. Thank God. KJ Bolden's back. Chris Cole, Raiden Wills. Come on, Shane. Come on. They're raiding the transfer portal, cherry-picking Clemson players, Tech players, Auburn players, Kentucky players, Oklahoma players. We cannot doubt, and we shall never doubt, Kirby, as long as he's down there in Athens, Shane. Mike Bobo, come on. Most disrespected coordinator in the country. They got players on their team, Shane. We don't even know who they are right now. They're going to be all Americans by the end of the year. Come on. That's all they do. And, I mean, hell, I almost picked them first because you can never go wrong going with Georgia to win the SEC. They're going to be in it all year.
Isn't that what we do, though? Similar to what I was saying about Bama earlier. Just, like, we got to pick them, right? All they do is keep winning SEC championships. So who's to say they can't do it again? I'm right there with you. It's almost like they need to be dethroned. They need to be, you know, knocked in the dirt a few times. And until we see it, I have no doubt in my mind Kirby Smart's going to put the best 11 out there. So, yeah, in the mix, Georgia Dogs will always be toward the top.
So that means there's only one team, Shane, we haven't got to.
Tennessee Vols. Oh, wait, you already talked about the
Hotty, Toddy, got somebody, shit, give me Ole Miss number one. Now, important caveat here, Shane.
Yeah.
Important caveat, because our man Trinidad is not even eligible. But if you missed it over the weekend, I wanted to make this quite clear. They have filed a lawsuit in the state of Mississippi. Oh, and shout out the judge, Shane. Shout out the judge. He's an Ole Miss graduate. Played quarterback in the state of Mississippi, so good luck trying to get him to rule Trinidad ineligible. So I think, as of today, what I know, and all these waivers, appeals, they're all unique, right? But it's my understanding, you go the federal route, you get denied. You go the state route. I don't think enough. I didn't even really realize this, Shane, but did you know Diego Pavia, technically, he was not even ruled eligible for this year?
Mm-mm.
What happened was he went into state court,
yeah,
and they gave him a, I think it's called a restraining order, and it just delayed the court process, delay, till after football. And that's how he was eligible to play. I think we're going a similar route here, perhaps, in Mississippi. So they've gone the state route. They went with a friendly judge. Won't even have to bribe this man. Come on. He's going to do it for the goodness of his heart. He's going to keep Trinidad. So, again, number one, this is completely different. Trinidad is not eligible, but I think he is. I think he'll play this year. So give me, and you've already said it, Shane, you've been on record. Best quarterback in the SEC, Trinidad. Yeah. And how can you say otherwise, given what they did against Georgia just a couple weeks ago and nearly came back against Miami as well, teamed with Kewon Lacy, arguably the best running back in the conference, 24 touchdowns last year, Shane. Three starting offensive linemen, Lucas Canero, the best damn kicker this side of the Mississippi. See, not Tate Sandell, but I mean they're interchangeable. If you want to talk about elite, Sundarine Perkins. I mean, a hell of a lot of guys. They're attacking the transfer portal, and I think all this Lane Kiffin nonsense. What did it do, Shane? All it did was fuel this damn program, his team. Yeah. I think it's going to do it again. So that was part of it, and I've started to warm to their offensive coordinator, John David Baker.
Yeah.
He was there 2 years ago as a co-offensive coordinator under Lane Kiffin, so he knows the system. Mm-hmm. And they were number 18 in the country last year at East Carolina, Shane, in offensive scoring efficiency with this guy. So he has taken it to another program. He's had some success with it. We're bringing him back to Oxford. He knows the players. The players know him. He's not going to try to reinvent the wheel. He's worked with Pete Golding at Ole Miss, so obviously Pete Golding's got to have some belief in him. And I know I rated Pete Golding pretty low in my coach rankings, but that, again, I said it then, I'll continue to say it. That's more of a factor of him not holding the position for very long.
Yeah.
But what we have seen from him, I don't think there's any denying, Shane, that he has essentially aced every test thrown his way.
Yeah.
Including beating Kirby Smart head to head, so there's a chance by the end of the season, and that's not really what we're rating here, but I think by the end of the 26, we could be like, good God, Pete Golding might be a top five-ish coach in this league. I mean, that I'm not guaranteeing that, but that wouldn't stun me. Would that stun you? Like if they went 10-2, I mean, yeah, you'd have to be like
10-2, they're in there, right? But can they get 10-2? I feel like that's part of my concern is...
You're right. 11-1. 11-1.
I just feel like Ole Miss was a little bit more in cruise control in the college football playoffs than they will be going into 2026, right?
Yeah.
So my concern is just, what does that look like? What does Pete's offense look like? What does Pete's defense look like? There is some retooling here. Yes, I love the fact that we were able to keep a lot of this roster, and I love the fact that we were able to get a lot in the portal, and I pray to God that Trinidad gets his clearance, but what if he don't, right? And I know the judge, it's easy to put those pieces together, but, you know, if you ever been, like, if you're, let's say I'm out to eat with a bunch of guys, right? And there's one piece of pizza, right? And they say, does anybody want this last piece? Everyone's expecting me to take the last piece. But then I show them, I'm like, nah, I'm good. Even though deep down inside, I really want that last piece of pizza. What if this noble judge is like, listen, they think I'm going to just cave in. What if I do the right thing and deny this? I'm just saying.
That's the right thing?
I mean, in his mind, just to show just how unfavored, you know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't show.
No, I think they handpicked this guy.
All right. Well, you may be right. You may be wrong, but too much uncertainty.
And he was also a partner in this famous Mississippi what's it called? A firm.
Yeah.
That is like notorious for helping Ole Miss, basically. That's the kindest way I could say. So again, Is he going to stab everybody that he knows in the back? I think not, Shane. Now, maybe he is. Maybe. And you know what? We'll just appeal it. You know what? If he does.
G says, great analogy, Shane.
That does make sense. But I will say, to counter your analogy, because I've gone out to eat with you if there's one piece left. And there is no Shane passing on it.
It's different if it's family. I'm just talking like at a work function, there's one donut left in the box. Of course, I'm not going to eat it. I may not even eat one to begin with because I don't want to, like, you know, I don't know. It's just something we do.
Okay, but, so real quick, a recap, Shane.
Yeah.
I got Ole Miss 1, Georgia 2. I got Oklahoma 3, Texas 4, A&M 5. I got LSU 6. Tennessee 7, Bama 8, number 9, I got South Carolina, 10, Mizzou, 11, Florida, 12, Auburn, 13, Vandy, 14, Mississippi State, 15, Arkansas, 16, Kentucky. It's a perfect list.
Not bad. Not bad. It's not my favorite. It's not my favorite list you put out, and that's one thing about power ranking. It's going to change tremendously. Probably even – are you going to do it at all? Or is this it until...
I might do it every week, Shane. No, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, no. We'll probably change it up spring and...
Yeah.
You know, there'll be other events.
Yeah, I mean, we still got to see the portal the way it goes. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, there may be a key injury, knock on wood. So, yeah, I think overall, at the end of the day, Mike, you may have nailed it.
Shout out, Edwin. Shane was raised not to waste food.
Exactly. All those poor kids in Ethiopia. That's what my parents always said. I don't even know where Ethiopia is, but they must be skinny.
You know, I don't think he'll mind me sharing this. And if he does, who cares? He's probably not going to hear it. But I do remember the first time I was with your brother at a bar.
Yeah.
And we were drinking beers.
Yeah.
And I've never really had a problem with beers or alcohol, you know?
Yeah.
And I was done, but there was still, I don't know, I'd say like a third of the beer left. And I was like, let's go. And I put it down, and your brother just stared at it. And he could not comprehend in his mind someone leaving a table with there's alcohol. He's like, I got to drink it. You know, so I think you and your brother were like that. Doesn't matter what it is. Cannot waste it.
I don't know why. I mean, and I'm not blaming my parents for my fatness, but... But they may have had something to do with it, right? You know, because there's nothing. And the problem with, like, my kids, they're the most wasteful kids in the world. But I made a point not to say anything because I don't want them thinking the way I think, you know, that you've got to finish this. But by God, they'll open up a Diet Dew and just take one sip and leave it on the counter. I'm just like, what are we doing? That's a $4 can of Diet Dew, it felt like, you know?
Well, you know who else doesn't waste anything, Shane?
Who's that?
Steve Tide. We showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven Up. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Steven Up. Hey, gifted DJ Dirk and Aid. Shout out, Steven Up. Then we had Glenn Warsaw. Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you, cuz.
Gifted Razor Red Pride. So appreciate you, Glenn. And then the money man, Sheen, from Indiana / Texas. Gifted 5, Shane. SB7204, Frank. Barty Wiz, Cousin Shane's shirt, cool name. And Joshua Martin, Shin. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, cuz. Appreciate you, brother.
Then we got JR.
The legend.
The legend. Cousin JR has done it again.
He gifted Parkman Does Stuff. That's a cool name. And then shout out Jared, the biggest LSU fan I know. Gifted Cam 9868 to all y'all. Welcome to the family. All right, buddy, anything else before we hop off this one?
No, look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow, drinking cold beer and watching a non-SEC team win another national championship. It's like we need to be forced to watch this so we can get back to our roots, you know? And I think we're back, baby. After these power rankings, I see a lot of potential next year in 26.
Right, and nobody's really a loser if you had a good time. You know?
Yeah, literally. That's why I said, somebody asked me, said, how's the diet going? I said, Mama didn't raise no loser. JP, thank you, cuz, putting the list together tonight. Shout outs go to Stephen Up, Glenn Warshaw, Shin, Cousin JR, Jay Addison, and Tam B. Sorry. Thank you all for being legends tonight. And thank you again, JP, for putting the list together.
Absolutely. So we'll be back tomorrow, different time. Remember, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, to watch this BS National Championship game. But until then, we'll catch you on the next one.
See you guys. Go Balls.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the Pirate, and the Pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.